Hello.
Hey, it's Steve. This is Sam. How are you? Hello.
Hello.
Hey, it's Steve. This
Hold
is
on.
Sam.
Let me see if I can get here. Hello, this is Steve.
Hey, it's Steve. This is Sam. How are you?
Well, I'm doing okay.
I'm okay. All right. This is a profound
I up here. Yeah, I'm driving now. I'm fine now.
Oh, okay. So should I call you back then?
Pardon?
Should I call you back?
I have trouble hearing you. You on the speakerphone?
Should I call you back?
No, I'm fine. What's up, guy? You doing okay?
Yes. Actually, Thomas mentioned to me you are facing some problem to ship the products to Australia. Are you facing this problem?
Yes. To foreign countries, I seem to be having trouble doing that through shopping.
Oh, okay. So which country would you like to send the product to?
Well, I would like to be able to go to several different countries, especially Australia.
What are they?
Pardon?
What are they? Like only one, like which is Australia, or any other country would you like to do?
New Zealand.
New Zealand and?
Yes, I'm trying to think of where else. Denmark.
Denmark.
Norway.
Norway. Okay, so let's do one thing, right? What happened? I have checked your backend of the Shopify, right? We need to start a coding for that, right? Because right now the Shopify can only ship the product to the USA or Canada, right? But you want to ship the product to Norway, Denmark, New Zealand, Australia, and other countries, right? So what do we need to do? We need to go ahead and check the coding of the in the Shopify, right? So we need to start a new coding in that. I just check out with my developer, and developer mentioning to me this thing. So rather than, because right now you're unable to ship all the products to other countries, right, as you just mentioned to me, like Denmark, New Zealand, Australia, or other countries, right? So we need to be enable that option from the backend, and we need to be start, and we need to be add that function into your backend of the Shopify. Because Shopify doesn't give that option to anyone, right? We need to start coding, or we need to add that function to into the Shopify account. So if you allow me, so I definitely go ahead and start working on it, and then I will let you know when would you like to start, ship the product to the Australia or other countries.
Yes. Okay, so what do I need to do? Add you on as an assistant?
You already added me on the system. My name because last time I spoke with you and you added me into your Shopify account. So if you allow me, so I can get my developer, and we will take like 24 to 48 business hours to complete that coding for that function, right, so in the Shopify. So if you allow me, so definitely I will go ahead and start working on it.
Okay. I will have to, when I get to the house, I'll have to add you in because I think that was removed.
Not yet.
There.
I just let me open the site, right? So let me see if you have removed me or not. Just give me 1 second. Your site is steveslaves.com, right?
Stevesalves.com, yes.
Uh-huh. Let me see, right? I have the access or not. Okay. Let me go to the admin site. Uh-huh. All right. You haven't removed me yet, right? I have the access. I can access your account.
Okay. Say that again.
No, I can access your account, right? I have that access. You haven't removed me.
Oh, okay. You're still on there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Well, just let me know if I can help in any way and get back with me when that's ready.
For that, just give me 1 moment. All right, sorry for that. What did you say?
Okay, well, what do I need to do?
I confirmed that thing to my developer, right, and he is saying that he needs to start the coding in the back end and need to create a new function for that shipping, right, for the Denmark, New Zealand?
Yes.
Denmark, I guess, or Norway, or any other country. Like, it depends on you after that, once we will add that function, right? So after that, it's up to you, like, how many state countries you would you like to ship to that product on, right? But in the start, I need to mention this thing because I spoke with Thomas at the moment, and Thomas, I already mentioned this to Thomas, like, is that it'll cost you and to add that function to your backend, right? So if you allow me, so I will go ahead and, you know, start working on that function and add that function in your backend of the Shopify, and you can, after that, ship all the products to any country would you like to.
Okay. So you going to take care of it for me?
I will definitely take care of that, right, and I will let Peter know as well about this thing, what we need to do. But again, I would like to mention this thing. It would be extra cost to you, but not that much, but it would be a little bit cost to you, right? So if you allow me, so I can let you know the cost, and then we can move further.
I thought I'd already paid for that, but check and see what's up there, because I sent the other $1,400 in to get my site fixed. You know,
uh-huh.
So I have $2,000. I have $2,000 invested already in getting the site to work, and it's really not, nothing's really been done. So check and see, and get back with me.
If you don't mind, so you can allow me for 5 minutes, so I can let you know.
Sure, I'm on the road. Call me right back. I'll be right here.
You can hold the line, so I can let you know within the 5 minutes.
Okay, I'll hold.
Uh-huh. Hey, Steve, are you there?
I'm here.
All right, I just checked with Thomas, and I just checked your account as well, right? So you just mentioned to me that you already paid for. So you paid for the design and development for the site, for the new site, right? But that function which I'm talking about, that function will be added into the Shopify backend system, right? And it will be applied to all of the designs, all of the development in the future if you will be do it. So the cost which I'm going to be mentioned to you, that would be the specific for the function cost, or the shipping function cost, right? So just give me one moment so I can let you know the cost, the exactly cost, what it will be for that function. Just give me 1 second.
Okay.
Hey, are you there?
I'm here.
All right, I just checked the system, right, as considering you are the existing customer, right? So we are not getting charged, going to charge you that much amount like we normally charge with the customer. Because you are an existing customer, you already paid a lot of amounts for the shipping labels and other things. So after the discount, each and everything I have applied, and it's cost you like a one-time cost for the shipping function. And in that function, you can add how many countries you want to be. It's not for the one or two countries like Australia or New Zealand you just mentioned. You can add how many countries would you like to add. You can add, like you can add 200 or 234 countries you can add easily. You can ship your product to, right? So it costs you like $1,000 for that, right? Of a one-time cost for that specific function, right? So I will go ahead and proceed with that.
I don't have the money to cover that today, so that was... I thought when I paid the $1,400 that it was to help me fix my site. That's what I was told.
All right, I just spoke with Thomas, right? And Thomas mentioned when you paid for that amount for the design and development, but not for this function. So that function, if you want to add that function for the shipping, so we need to go ahead and add that function to the back end of the Shopify. I already checked, and I already spoke with my developer as well regarding that. So he mentioned to me all the things, and he has already set up all the things for you. Once we need to just open your account and go ahead and add that function. So we will just take 24 hours max to add that function, and after that you can go ahead and ship all the products to your clients where you want to be in any country. So right, and you just mentioned you already paid for that is for the, you know, the designing and development of your new website. But at that function that I'm talking about, that function will be added to any of the website. You don't need to repay to anything for that function to anyone, because it's a one-time cost. It's a one-time cost. One time it will be added into your Shopify, so you will not need to be re-add that function in the future. It's a one-time cost, and it's easy to use and easy to other things as well, right? So should I go ahead and proceed with that?
I don't have, not until I have the money. So give me a little time, and I'll call you back on it. I don't have the funds for that.
Oh, okay. So when would you like to call? Like, when would you like to be mentioned to me? Like, when should I call you back then? Tomorrow?
Probably in give me 10 days. Maybe I can make some sales, and, you know, I can make arrangements by then. So give me 10 days and check back with me, Sam.
Okay, that's great. And if you don't mind, if I may ask you right now, like, how would you like to afford right now at the moment?
How would I like what?
How would you like to afford? Like, how would you like to pay right now, if I may ask you? What's your affordability
for
paying?
I can't pay right now. I don't have the money.
Oh, okay. No problem. Take your time, bro. No problem. I have already set up all the things for you. Okay, and I will go ahead and add that function for you as well. But you are saying after like 10 days you like to pay for, that's fine, no issue with that. As considering you are an existing customer, that's fine. So what I will do, I will go ahead and let my developer know. They will go ahead and add that function into your back end of the Shopify, right? So you can use that function, that's fine. But after 10 days you will pay the amount for that function, that's fine.
Okay, call me back tomorrow, Sam, and let me think about this, and you call me back tomorrow, and I'll know more about the money on it tomorrow. Give me 24 hours and call me back.
Oh, that's great. No problem. I will call you back then. When should I call you back tomorrow? What time?
About the same time as we're talking right now. I'll know more by then.
Okay, at the same time. That's great. No problem. I will call you back tomorrow at the same time.
Thank you, Sam. Appreciate it.
Take care, man. Bye-bye.